Begin the current daven and set the zivam as daf chavav. We begin on the basic and turns nasa to begin the gemara. We miss the trailer lechashin. No, we're concerned with the death of one. We're not going to say five brothers because we're not concerned with the death of two. Which Taisa says, damn, it's a wonder because the perikam of the yuma and the first argument of bezim alf in the beginning of the mesach that we can behold them. This attribute says that af isha chares meskinla we would even prepare another extra wife for the grand gadol. Shem Thomas says maybe his current wife is going to die and he has to have a wife. Or parchle abon ask him and says, if that's the case, there's no end to this. What do you mean? Maybe that wife will and the wife and that the next wife will also die and so on. And says Taisa, my kusha. What's the question? What do you mean? Why? What do you mean? Aren't you saying over here in our sugya that we're only concerned with the death of one, not for two? So what do you think? So remember, the reason is talking parchle. No, you're right. This is what they were asking to review them. Keeping the chayish lemisa this mamuit. Since you are concerned for the death of even in a small amount of time, which is just on that one day of Yom Kippur, though it's not common. Also, then talkish nam lemisa the tray. They should be concerned for the death of two. Also, avgav l'shichol though it's also not common. And therefore, v'mkein l'debasa enel debasa. They're asking according to him. According to you, it's going to come out. There's no end to this. No, the Rabbi Yehuda misses the Chadash Shchicha. According to Yehuda, the death of one is common. It is common. Peter Shafel is Mamud, even for a small amount of time. The trailer Shchicha, but the death of two is not common. And this Rabban said, but the Misaloi Shchicha death is not common. That's not because there's no end to it. Because the Hadar coming end of the Vasav, this that says no end to it. No, that's to the contrary. That's because it's not common, as we explained just before. So therefore. And you still are concerned the way they understood Yehuda that's loy shchiach, then you should always be concerned. Kimisa d'chad shchiach, like the death of one, which is common for a long period of time, that the Rabban hold yeshul dabasayv that there is an end to this. The treibat loy shchiach because the death of two most definitely is not common. The Rabban are not concerned, and they don't say the inla dabasayv. Rather, you have to explain that this Rabban's inla dabasayv is only according to the words of Rabbi Yehuda, like we explained here in Tyson, that the concern for that he's concerned even for a small amount of time. And Rabban hold that no, misa for a small amount of time is not even common. Then therefore they hold that you don't have to have an extra wife. The comment is that you said that the middle, meaning the last one, is chalitz from both brothers. Ah, obviously Rav, because Abed Yerzlika, obviously you hold that there is Zika, and chalitz psul v'chulei, and chalitz psul nisi, chalitz kol achim, and okay, therefore that's what they both have to do, the third one. Now, since it's written from the Garsi, there are some texts that have a version that says like this, but you comment for the fact that you said on different words, on the first part of a statement, each one is chalitza to one of them. Oh, from there you see that you hold yesh zika. Why? According to one who holds ain zika, actually he could exempt her zika even when she had a chalitza psulah from the first brother. According to the main zika, that even with a weaker zika, he could exempt even with a chalitza psulah. So then you would not require more than. I mean, the only quote around the Yesh Zika that the first brother who did chalitza to the first one cannot do the second one, because since he did chalitza to the first one, so it becomes forbidden on the second one because the chalitza is chalitza, and the chalitza is invalid. And according to the Yesh Zika, you cannot exempt the Zika until you get chalitza from the second brother who she's not invalid. But according to the main Zika, that's what's saying that you could exempt the Zika even when you're getting it from the first brother. He could do both of them. It doesn't have to be this one doing that one doing that one. So it's on the first part of the statement that the deek was that obviously he holds the yeshika. Now, Peshba Kohen Rashi explains the logic simply that we don't have this text. And says, Taisis, Venirim, it would seem, the Ligurus, the Bukunj, the reason why Rashi does not want that girsa, is Mishum Dilmad, the main zika, because according to one that holds that ain't zika, Nami Zechot Zachas, Zechot Zachas, not true. That Madam would also hold Yabdu Chalitza, this one to one and that one to the other one. Why? Because he actually Yab Machas. Because he cannot do Yibin to one, Mishum Bittl Mitzayavim, because, as the Gemara explains, even Gemara the main Zika, regarding to Halacha Bamishnah, that none of them can do Yibin, because it's Bittl Mitzayavim. Now, the Lekel Mimanami and Yosina cannot say, according to one who holds Ein Zika, that one should do Chalitza to two of them, which is what we were explaining, that would be the inference that it's that the Gesuris who hold that it's Yesh Zika from there, because Ein Zika would hold that no one brother could do Chalitza to both of them. Meaning we're trying to explain why one is to chalitza one and the other one is to chalitza the other one. So we said on the fact that to do yibim, no, every good zika cannot do yibim. How about one brother doing chalitza to both of them? So that would be according to the in zika. So you see, obviously, if he holds each one is do one, that's mandama yashika. Because according to one holds in zika, so it's not any less that even though she's forbidden them for chalutzasai, so but one person we don't go with the zika, so we should allow one to do to both of them. So obviously the Rav holds yesh zika from the fact that he says that one cannot do chalitz to both of them. So he says there's no, because that can't be the reason, because the lamanda main zika namim that manda amar ain chalitz b'sulah shel Reuven. You cannot take the invalid chalitza of Reuven, because he rated the chalitza to one of them, and now the second one is forbidden to him because the chalitza called tzasa, which is a chalitza b'sula, rated the chalitza to one of them. That cannot be mafka zika shem nechashuva. Shimon does not have a chalitza b'sula. So it's, of course Reuven cannot exempt Shimon. Of course that madam would agree that Shimon has to do his own chalitza. And the proof of this is because all the command comment, the Gemara later on, the Chavzayin Marav tells us in the discussion of the teaching of Shmuel regarding two sisters that were married to two brothers and they fell for Yibam, and each one of them has a tzara, and Shmuel says, oh, if you do it to the tzaras, that's going to work for the sisters. The sister is not going to work for the tzaras. And the Gemara concludes that what Shmuel was saying, according to one who holds Ein Zika, that why when you do chalitza to the sisters is not exempt to tzaras. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam etzar de rachel." We understand the tzar rachel, meaning when he did chalitza to Rachel, after the chalitza to the sister of Leah, we understand like tifter that it's not going to take care of the chalitza of the tzar of Rachel. Mishum the chalitza is Rachel, chalitza psulei, because we understand because he couldn't do even to Rachel because already she's already achis chalutzasa. So one thing says Tosfos, "Amma afilu mandama ein zika." You see, and that's going according to mandama ein zika. That in chalitz is Rachel, which is the apostle, that cannot be pater zika tzaras hachashuva because she doesn't have any invalidations. Because the okushmo leave but the mandama ein zika coming. The Gemara they explain the shmo is going according to mandama holds ein zika. And what then doch enami hero? So like tifta chalitz is Reuven ashniya. You cannot have Reuven with his chalitza when he's doing to the second sister. Go ahead and exempt me'achasheni from the second brother because it's chalitz psula. So therefore, that's why you cannot prove from here that one that each one has to do one, because even Madame Ein Zika would hold that they each have to do one, and you can't have one brother doing to both. As Tasek qualifies, he says, because really, there's another way to explain it that would not be a riot. But so it says at this point, the Gemara did not entertain the difference between letting her exempting herself and exempting her tzara. That was only introduced later on. So therefore, it's obvious, if we cannot make such a differentiation, that at chalitza psula would not exempt when you have a chalitza kasheira, even if Adama ain't zika. So that's the explanation of Rashi in his girsa. But says Tais Lurin near the Shabbat Garsinle. Currently, he actually does say it from the first half of the statement of Zechot Zechad v'Zechot Zle'echad, which... from there, you could see that it's not like a mandama ain't zika. Why? Because and it says Taisis, because lefia emes, the truth is mandama ain't zika. According to mandama holds ain't zika. Actually, chalit, not like we just said before, which we're explaining Rashi not to have this gear. So actually, chalitza grew pater sachashuv men. It's not true. A chalitza that is inferior would exempt that which is more significant. And again, therefore, we actually could have one brother doing. Both of them, not like the Rav says that each one has to do one. Where do you find this? Because I mean, behind the paragraph, the Gemara says explicitly, "Learned of Nunav Malv." The Mandama in Zika, according to that Mandama, Ochidz Lebal Saget. If you do Chalitza, let's say there's a regular Yavim and his brother, and his brother has two widows. So and he does a get to one of them. So we say if you do Chalitza, the one who has the get, Nifteret Sarasa, that will take care of the one. That he did not do a get to. Afkav the Basa get chalitza subsula tfeim shaltzacha, even though by giving a get you already can't do yibam anymore, so it's already considered a chalitza psula more than the co wife. Sherei chashuva kechalutza etzla, because at least she's considered already a chalutza lemesa b'ker b'zeh to be forbidden in relatives by giving her get. And still, what do we see? That you can go ahead and still exempt the tzara, according to the main zika, by giving chalitza to the Basa get. So you have to say, Shmuel Dama, that he says chalitz l'achayis, that if you do chalitz to the sister, le'nif t'tzalcha, does not exempt, does not take care of the co-wives, that le'balas aget, if you do chalitz to the one who has the get, le'nif t'tzalcha, will not take care of the co-wife. And the reason is because chalitz psula cannot exempt the zikah b'tzalcha, which is kosher, because some of the yesh zikah, because he holds yesh zikah. Only according to that man of a yesh zikah, is the chalitza b'sul not going to take care of the kosher one? And the besugid b'samach that asks, oh, bishlaima, the tarach, I was just quoted before, is not going to be tifta. We prove from there. So you didn't even call zika that chalitza b'sul will not take care of the ekshera. So it's not according to the truth, because according to the emes, according to the main zika, chalitza b'sula would part of the k'sher. And again, that's why the Gemara was proving from Rav that he's not like the man the main zika. Elocha b'rusha. So what does the Gemara mean then if that's not the emes? So rather, what the Gemara was saying was like this: bishlim mitzar de rochel leitif. We understand that the co-wife of rochel is not going to be taken care of klima. What it means to say is afila im toimar. Even if you would say, which is not the truth, but even if you would say. The man main zika, that even by chalitza b'sul, you have to go around to all the brothers, and it's not enough for one to do them all. And b'hashanicha, now it makes sense, at least the tzar rochel tifter, that the tzar rochel would not be exempt. The kamakam tzar the leya tifter, the chalitza k'shechi, that's chalitza k'sheva. That's all the Gemara wanted to prove that point. But fi emes, as Taisis, in the Gersa Adari, that no, actually, in Zika, you could have a chalitza b'sul taken care of, that of a more chashuva, that of a k'sher. And so it says, Tate, that you should know this, that the oitz sugya in l'fi emes, that sugya is not going according to the truth. How do we know this? So it says, I'll prove it to you. The haparach basachik is more subsequently asked over there, and says, v'tzar de rochel mi miftida, that by the tzar of rochel, the chalitza do with her, you think that it's going to go ahead and exempt Rachel, which is one of the sisters, we learn the Mishnah, which teaches about the tzaras, krevas, chalutzasai, that it's problematic, that's aser, so you can't, it's inferior, says Taisus. Obviously, we see that the Gemara wants to say, the man be'ein zika, lemifter de Rachel, b'chalitza tzara, that the Rachel is not exempt with the chalitza b'tzara, and because it's a chalitza psula. Even though what I mean, the tzar herself was only forbidden only because of Rachel, because you only come because the tzar's curve is chalutzasa. Even so, it's not going to exempt Rachel. I'm sure if they would be equal, if both of them would be chalitza b'sula, then it would not take care of the other one. So we see that even when in zika, when the chalitza both of them are both inferior, the chalitza one will not take care of the other one. If that's the case, afila lefig girsa kuntras. So then, how is the Gemara inferring? Even according to Rashi's girsa, the yazika that we see, yazikum, the comment from the fact that we say, which Rashi holds going on the second half of Rav's statement. Then, so it's true, chalitza mishneim, that the third one is chalitza from both of them, which as far as only according to yazika, that you have to go through all the brothers. We see from here, what do we mean, even according to Madame Inzika, the tzara does not take care of the one of the sisters or any tzara when they're equal. So, rather, obviously, we're not relying on that sugya because, as we see, this is problematic also. Because, like, we don't really come out like that sugya. As we said, Lafia Emes, that they're not really explaining the Mandama Ein Zika according to the truth. Now, Pachim Mefarish, and when the Gemara explains that the Shmuel ultimately, the Gemara reinterprets his statement with the sisters and the tzadas, that Hischol Kama. That it's actually means which one did you start first with? If you started with the sisters, you cannot finish off even the tzara. Start with the tzara, then you can end up even with the sisters. Lo yom oid. Oh, at that point already, you don't say anymore the shmol libe mandam ein zika. Come on, that shmol is going to mandam ein zika. Because according to mandam ein zika, that we started with Leia, you could even finish off with the tzara of Rachel, because according to mandam ein zika, mechalitza, both of them are invalid. So he said actually lefi emes that it would take care of the other one. Rather, you have to explain that the maskan legmor is shifting. According to Mandama, yes, Zika, that holds a chalitza, both of them are possible, that will not take care of the other one. Kamashafash, like I'll explain later on, the Chavzain Manav, the Maschel Shmuel. So the day, according to him, in other words, according to Mandama in Zika, the chalitza psula would take care of the Zika Vichera, the Vichalitza Chayas, if you do chalitza to the sisters, do the Baal Zaget, or the kids of Baal Zaget, yeah, Nifter Tzachas actually would take care of the Tzachas. Now, so Tari says, we'll see in the Shabbos. Now, we could have this Girsa from the first half of the statement, like the Ri has. That midukama zechaz achaz v'chulim. In fact, to say he does chalitza one and he does chalitza the other one. Yeah, from there you can prove kasabi yezika because I'm kodesh madamai in zika that yeah one person one of the brothers could do chalitza to both of them. And midukama from the fact that it says in tzoyis that the third one three chalitza mishneim is chalitza from both of them. So you see that Rav holds that kasaber the chalitza psula tzichal achzah that you see another halacha that the chalitza psula has to go around to both brothers. And the avgav that they both of these ideas. One that Rav holds Yerzik, and also Chalitza Psulas Bitzorcha Alach Zakal Achim. Yochel Dak Mesev, you can infer both of them from the Seva, like the way Rashi did. So what do you need, like, to read saying from the first half of the statement? Whatever you could infer, which was the first part, that the Yeshika, that we medayik from the Resha, and then the second lacha that we have to medayik from the Sefer. Next, just last, I begin with the Gemara, the Chalitza Psula, Tzarek Lachza B'chul. And then, if it's an invalid about Chalitza, it has to be done by all the brothers. You can't have a Chalitza Psula of one taking care of the other ones. Now, Tesa says, look at Mishra Pirish B'Kuntra. Not the way Rashi explains the Masl Chalitza 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 Amrit. That what's the klal by chalitza psula that chol eichah sheni yochel yabim whenever you cannot do yibum chashiv chalitza psula that's considered very chalitza. So it says no, that's not the conceptual understanding because the umper come the gemara says in first back on daf yodaf and beis come back to the shasai where if someone takes back the woman that he divorced where it's forbidden for yibum, so the gemara is not clear over there that if the tzara is not like the gerusha and permitted to yibum or it's like the gerusha and forbidden to yibum. The Gemara brings a brisa that says hivitzaras chaletzes, which sounds like the tzara is chaletzes, and you not do yibum. The Gemara says, how could you hivitzarasa? Why would you need chalitza for both? The Gemara says, you're right. Oh, he hivitzarasa chaletzes. Either her or the tzara is you're going to do chalitza too, and of course you don't need to do chalitza to both of them, right? Because one of them will take care of the other one. So says Taisus. So you're saying that. So the Gemara says that oh. So, since you switched the wording, you could switch it already and say that the Tzara says, Oy Chalitza Mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara says over there. Taisus brings a raya that we see from there that from the fact that it says either her or the Tzara is Chalitza, and what we see is Valecha Shiva Chalitza Gurusha Chalitza Psula. We don't consider, quote unquote, the Chalitza the Gurusha Chalitza Psula, because if it was, then it wouldn't be able to take care of the Tzara. Avagav Denyo Chaliyama, although you cannot do Yibim Tar, because Magz Gurushas is forbidden to do Yibim. So you see that even though you cannot do Yibim, that does not make it a chalitza psula. So to look, on, nami kama, the Gemara later on the Chav Zayin Menav also says in the words of Shmuel that elat tzara deleya tifta. But okay, even though the sister of Rachel, the Rachel as a sister will not exempt her tzara, but that of Leah should exempt because the chalitza sikasher har chalitza is kasher because there's no chayis chalutza yet. But it says, you see, it's considered a chalitza kshera. Rashi explains that you could do yibum. But Taisa explains, no, you cannot do yibum. So you see that even when you cannot do that, does not automatically consider it a chalitza psula. As Taisa explains, it said, although that if you do yibum to Leah, that would not be mabatl mitzav yibum from the tzara of Rachel. Because Avagav the kshiyam Leah, although when you do yibum to Leah, also mitzav as Rachel, that you would be forbidden to do yibum to the tzara Rachel, so it's not only with doing yibum, meaning you're not being mevatel the mitzvah of yibum from the tzara of Rachel, because as Tosfos explains, is that even though that when you do yibum to Leah, you are going to be asim tzara Rachel, like the Gemara explains that that's the case of the tzara of the kreba of the chalutza. So it will be here that. It would be forbidden to yim to the tzara of Rachel, but says Taisim Mekal Makom. However, this halacha of the tzara of Rachel after the yim to Leah, even though she becomes forbidden to do yibum, chalitza mi by daraisa, but she does need chalitza. The whole list is only rabbinic, but you would still require a biblical chalitza. So that's you're not really mivatel mitzvah of yibum. So Taisim says, oh, so if that's the case, so then you have a question that after that you do yim to Leah, that. You should be forbidden to the tzara of Rachel b'chalitza biblically because it's atzachis ishtoi. So he says no, that the ina tzara atzachis ishtoi shem leia. It's not considered the tzara of atzachis ishtoi after it does even to leia, because since the issa of the tzara of atzachis ishtoi is only when we came asa because of atzachis ishtoi at the time of the fila or even with the tzara, then it makes it a tzara of atzachis ishtoi. It says taisa, but over here kibun shekval lo hisa tzara atzachis ishtoi mishmeis baila. That because when he does yibum to Leah after the husband of Rachel died, so therefore it was never aser the tzara at the time of Isav Tzara Zachay Sheshtai, and there was permitted to with Rachel with chalitza. You can't say that it becomes forbidden in the tzara of Rachel to do chalitza because the time he did chalitza it's forbidden. He says, Taisa says no, because when he does chalitza to the tzav Rachel, That wouldn't make leif a binyan because the muta odom krivet tzaras chalutzas is permitted in the, which is the other way. You have the karib of the tzar of the chalutza. So to over here, it's permitted leif after this chalitza to the tzar of rachel. So this is just qualifying why this is still going to be a question that since the tzar of rachel needs chalitza, so if so, so you're not really having a bittul mitzvah to say that that's why it should be to do a yibum. Since there's no mekamakam ikka bittul mitzvah, no, there would be bittul mitzvah. If Yavel Yavim Leiv is coming to Yibim to Leia, because the Chashim will concern Shem and Tamas Tzar of Rachel, concern that maybe the Tzar of Rachel is going to die, and Rachel is going to be forbidden to Chalitza because she's a Chazishta. And therefore, come about from Rachel Mitzvah. So you really mean about from Rachel Mitzvah Yibim, meaning Rachel is going to be removed without Yibim Chalitza. In contrast, when there's a Tzara, so that exempts Tzar. So since we see that it's forbidden for Leia to do Yibim Kabit Mitzvah, and even so, and this is really the whole point I was trying to bring. It's chalitza k'sheira, as we see. It's gonna. So you see, not like Rashi that holds that whenever it's forbidden to yibim, the chalitza psula would not part of the tzara. Here we see that it would be, and says Taisus that Taisus brings really two ways that we wouldn't be concerned to mitzvah mitzvah. He says, like, maybe you cannot say that no, there's no mitzvah mitzvah over here. Why? Because the yesh l'rachel tzaras hab, you could say maybe Rachel has many co-wives. So like a measure miss the kulu, that we don't be concerned for all them dying. Or Inami, another person you can say is Kishachal Saleya. Maybe someone when you did Khalid Saleya couldn't have his Rachel before Rachel's husband died. And therefore there was no chiv of Rachel for Yibum. So he says, no, you can't say that because if that would be the case, and the truth is that there is a Khashad Bislam Yavman, that then the Khalid Saleya would be Psula and would not exempt the Tzara. So when the Gemara asks that, okay, at least Tzara Saleya should be Potter. So that's talking about when there's no concern about the Yavman, when there's many tzavas, or they fell one after the other. So then, if that's the case, b'chinim dachlu tzavas. But nothing is the Gemara trying to push when it's answering, when it's on the question of, okay, the tzav of Leah should be potter because it's a chalitza k'sheira, that, so when the Gemara says, my l'niftu tzavas, oh, what do we mean l'niftu tzavas? I mean, tzavas the rachel, my tzavas, what tzavas mean tzavas the alma? Why are you saying such a techi teretz? Davale look me tfei, you should have said better, but not for b'vasachas. It's talking about when they both fell at the same time. And the ain kiyim tzara achas aleh, but tzara tzarechal, and each one only has one tzara. The az, asur liyam leh, then you know, do the yim taleh, mishabit mazyavin. Because there are no other tzaras. So in fact, the Gemara did not answer, it's obvious that even when there is a chashash abit mazyavin, that does not make a chalitza leh psula, and therefore it is going to pat the tzara, again, which is not like Rashi. So Ella nearly we have the Riga is a different qualification. He said, "Dolei chashiv chalitza psula. It's not considered as an inval chalitza. Ela chayzuku kasei, only when you have, let's say, a chayzuk kuka. Lamanda miyeshika. Oh yeah, chayz chalitzas l'kulam. According to everyone, when it's chayz chalitzas or balas get balas meimer. What's significant about all those cases? The bekula klisha zika. By there, all of those zikas are weakened because a chayzuku kasei dam lachayzishte. That's like oh a chayzishte dam bazika. Of course, no zika. And a chayz chalitzas is a chayz kudishase." Ubalas aget is dem lechalutza. Ubalas maimer is dem lechanusa. Dem bazika is no zika because you already like consummate the relation. And mechin said to the rabban, so the rabbinic said to the kol lebisham mechalitza psula. Kavahod dem b'shemin biyasa b'chulu because the dami now said rise to dem bazika. The tumik said b'kareis says tumik like a rise. Aba marzi girushasai like Tais is being a rise now like Rashi. That va'asal levat mitzuyamin in the case like let's we now be matzuyamin, which another one of Tais's rayas. When they were mazika, the zika didn't get weakened anymore at all. You just can't do chalitza for a different reason because of something holding you back. Ah, lochi chashib chalitza k'sheir. This can't be chalitza k'sheir, and therefore that would pat the tzaras, not like the Rashi says. The next says mazdim with the words of the Gemara, the novel bezechazah, talking about where it's not bevasachas, it fell one after the other. That nafal chado chalzarim chulu, one fell. Ruined chalitza, then the other one fell, then Shimon, and that's the case that we're discussing, where each one does one, and then the third one, they both do. Now, Hikshar Avram me Burgaval, he asks, "Am I not Why are you picking in this case that there's three sisters? The chiddush de yochel hashmina fil bavei zachayis. You could have said this chiddush, even with two sisters, hechadanov bavas achas, if they both fell at the same time. That the cholecha beechad chotzeshtein." Each one of them, meaning this halacha, this chiddush of the third one that both have to do, you could say it, which is the primary idea, really, with just two brothers, and each one of them has to do chalitza to both of them, from the yashika. And they're forbidden to yibim because of chizuk kukas, so therefore it's chalitza psula, and chalitza psula, so chalitza psula, and chalitza psula, and all the brothers, why are we saying five brothers? So the Tiritzi answers that the hasam over there, when there would be two sisters, Mishkachas lo shemisabem is achas. There actually could be a situation where you could do even to one of the sisters, and as he's going to explain, the one that fell first, which is the kishchotz l'shnia, because when you do chalitza to the second one, the first one's going to be yavamish or hutra that was permitted, then and then became forbidden, and then mechaz hutra then goes back and permit again. The tazla tazlish goes back to its original heter, and then she'll be able to do yibim to the second brother. And but if let's say did chalitza first to the sister fell first, obviously the second one would be forbidden because that was never forbidden. Now avagav the gamashen itzarch lachlis l'shnia, although that also the first one is forbidden to yibim to the second brother because also the second one. Tzarech lachlitz, he has to do chalitza to l'shnia, to the one that fell second. And the reason is from the chalitza psula, because the chalitza the second one is chalitza psula, because, again, because it's achreis zukukasa, and there has to be done by all the brothers. If that's the case, so actually the first one should be forbidden to do yibim to him because it's achreis chalutzasa. So it says, no, mekamakam ina sughalo l'rishayna. No, it's not true. She's not forbidden the first one to the second brother. Why not? Because the kibn chalitza zula asa el mishmachiz. Really, the whole reason why he's doing chalitza really doesn't have to do. The other brother already did it. You only have to do because there's a halacha of has to be chayzar kol achin. So that's not really like a real chalitza, and therefore there we didn't say chayz chalitza. Because mukhli come like this. Obviously, the later on the chazan base. That he says that if the second one dies, much mishani be permitted the first one. Like we said, this idea of hutra of nesu b'chazal hutra la chayz la teration. So yes, we're seeing from our Mishnah. We say both have to do chalitza and you cannot do yibum. Why? One of them go to chalitza, the second one, and then the first one could be have yibum with the other brother. He says you're right. He says I don't know who's the talmud of our Mishnah because it doesn't make sense to me. So question is, why didn't he tell him the chazal lemezamis that you have to do chalitza not yibum? Because the second one needs chalitza from both of them. Well, therefore, the first one is going to be forbidden to both of them. Ah, so it's tesis from the fact that we don't say that. Obviously, for the second one, she is permitted. Because since the second one, they only did the chalitza because halacha of yachzor kol achin, it's not considered, and for that, achos chol tzasa, and therefore he is permitted to the first one. Rabbi says, I don't know who did Hanab HaMishnah. But says tesis, ain't raya. But you cannot prove that chalitza of this chizur is not forbidden because of achos chol tzasa. They can remember because you could say, Rabbi Yechonel leboy l'shner hachin. No, it's not a riot, really, because the Rebbe did not want to answer this, because the truth he holds that Chalitza Chizur maybe would invalidate Avachais Chalitza. But still, well, the first one would be allowed to do Yibum. Why? From the subject of Shmuel, because it was like Shmuel, the Chalitza Psula, in Tzarech Lachlitz, actually, Chalitza don't have to go on all the brothers. Actually, he did not do Chalitza to the second one, and that's why he doesn't know. But if he did, maybe Taka would be Chalitza Psula, and it would not be valid. Now, Ulfis Varase, says Taisis, based on the Svara of Rebbe Avraham Mebugael, that Chalitza's Chizur is not invalid for Chalitza's Chalitza. So, for nothing did we say that the first one is permitted because of Chazla Teralishin. Because Hayyachalami, he could have just said, the Rishtea Chayyah Sha'ar you that by two sisters, that it's permitted a fila Shniya L'Sheni. Even the second one, second woman to the second man, Im Shachotz L'Sheni. If they do chalitza to the first one, even though the second one fell when it was ready forbidden because of a chalitza kuka, because you could say that Rav le maflug come on between Rishon l'Shnir. Rav does not differentiate between the first one being permitted or the second one. Because Rav le come on, he says the filamis Rishon, but Rishonir, even if the first one died, the second one is going to be permitted. So that would be Rav le shitasei. So even if the first one really did chalitza to the yim would be permitted to the second one, not just the first one. But says Taisus ve'in yelari, but does not seem correct to the Ri that the reason that Rav didn't pick this case of that two of them fell at the same time, because like the Rebbe Avraham Mebugael wants to say chalitza chizur would not invalidate, because obviously that they would be forbidden to eat. Why? Because the old parak base previously in the second parak of Yechezem and Alf Mashman sounds like that according to everyone, whether if you hold Yeshzika, in Zika, that the Gemara assumes that everyone agrees to that both would have to do Chalitza, either because of Bitma Zyabin, like Mandame in Zika, or because it was forbidden for one moment, like Mandame Yeshzika, which like we explained previously. Now, but that Rabbi Yechon who the Amar Chai is any day, only Rabbi Yechon says, I don't know who's the Mandame any day Mishanan, who Mishabim is trying, and the first one could do Yibum. That Kornamandame Yeshzika, doesn't hold Nesalab Shah Achas, it's forbidden Olamas. Only the first one, she was Hutra, so she goes back and she's in the Teres. Because Bid Mazyabman, it's not Geyser that may be Yom Achayachlitz. But according to everyone else, the Halacha is that both do Chalitza. And so it's obvious, it's not possible to say like Rabbi Avraham Bagal, that by both of them, the Halacha would be one would do Chalitza, second would do Yibam. Because like we explained before, that wouldn't apply. And Zalir Rabbi Yechon says, Achay is any idea, Mishan. Next says, "Master, begin this gemara. Nafli idach. If then the second fell on chalitza b'chulin, then he does chalitza." And Tez just explains, "says what do you call them?" Says this we call the third one, the middle one, apish achren, although she's the last. Shem nacher is only because the other ones kolachas lechalitza elman echad. Each one of them only chalitza from one. Pesuch lets mishnim. This is a chalitza from two. Therefore, that's called the imtzayis because really getting from both. Next says, "Master, begin this gemara. Libra yeshdika come. We're going to one whole yeshdika, and." How do you know that? Why didn't you say the opposite? It says, it wasn't logical to say that, no, the Rabbi Sabbath Yeshik, maybe Rabbi holds like he says over here, Yeshik. Maybe he does Shemez Yavim, like they were on David Zion, that did by Shemez Yavim, that's maybe Liber Emma in Zika come. Maybe that was according to the one, he doesn't hold them. That this is Mutarez Mim, it's only according to those who say in Zika. So it says, no. Shinosim Kamashalan Tarti. There, there's two Chedushim over there. One, the in Zika, and also Mechaim, also Mutarez Yavim, that from when she's alive, it would still be forbidden because of Mutarez Yavim. And here it's only saying one Chedush. Shemach is really the Hidal Libra the Navshi must be that where he's saying two dinim, that's the one that he holds him, and here he's only going to Manda Amma, Manda Amma, Yer Zika, but himself actually holds Ein Zika.